Hey folks, so it's been a while since I did one of those videos where I just play a game and chat with you a little bit. So I thought I might do so. I finished work a little early, so I'm just going to use that time to do a little bit of a life update, a bit of a channel update, general content update, all that kind of stuff, because I haven't really made anything like this video-wise for a while. But to begin with, and if you can hear something in the background, it's only... I'm going to be playing a little bit of Mini Motorways. It's a game I've been sort of getting into as a bit of a stress relief. But Drew says that it's like the opposite for him, which is kind of funny. So if you hear that in the background, I mean, I can mute it, but I like that, and I guarantee that I'll forget to turn it on again. Interestingly enough, I'm drinking tea from a two-finger mug. Interestingly enough, for those of you that have been following Freebooters, I picked up a large mug from a shop in the UK called B&M. It contains like a cup of tea and a half. It's really quite a lot of tea, but it's also wide at the base and more narrow at the top, which means that it's basically impossible to tip over. But I decided to get rid of it. I got it. Also, it was on sale for like a pound. I don't know. I think there might be a chip in it, or it might have been like something, you know, stock clearance or something like that. But it was too big. And I've actually kind of realized that actually having a cup of tea that's too big lessens your enjoyment of the cup of tea. Also another small bit of life up. So this is a set from Marks and Spencer's that Rosie got. And it's just like the general set that we keep for the house. It's a good size. It's a good grip. It's got a good center of gravity. Obviously, you know, like it just feels, and it's got a more, It's just got a more modest size to it, which is kind of, you know, what you want out of a cup of tea, really. I'll show you maybe some more mugs of mine in the future, because I do have strong opinions on you know, tea drinking vessels, as it were. Not just tea, coffee as well. Also, another thing you may have noticed on the small side of things, there should be less glare in my glasses now. I've got anti-glares. About time too, really. It took a while. I was always too a little bit tight with the money to like really just like jump for it, but I did in the end, actually, because for those of you that haven't been following, I'm now a bus driver. I trained as a bus driver. I drive buses now. Really enjoy it. Think it's great. I'll try not to talk too much about it. There's not too much to say. I drive buses, you know, that's about it. People get on and people get off them, you know. Steering wheel goes left, steering wheel goes right, you know, that's about how it goes. I thought I'd splash out on a decent pair of glasses, because, you know, substantially more important when you're a bus driver. You know, you want your eyesight to be the best it can be. So there we go. Just drinking a cup of normal decaf tea. I think this is the Waitrose own brand ones, which are actually not, in my opinion, and I'd love to hear comments down in the description below, comment section below, or catch me on Fedi, or catch me on email. All of my details can be found on my website, chrisware.wales. It's usually linked in most places, but if you ever want to know what I'm doing, what I'm getting up to, all the content that I'm pushing out, and the most up-to-date version of it, there will always be links to it on my website, chrisware.wales. That's, you know, that's the sort of the center of it all. And I've been spending a lot of time building up my website lately, really partly to get away from big tech, because I'm thinking, you know, I've fallen out of love with YouTube. I don't even know what I'm doing with my YouTube channel these days, because, of course, this video, if you're watching this, it's going to be exclusive on PeerTube, except also on my website, which it will probably be available as a voice note, which is something I've been trying out. So voice notes is, you know, it's like a podcast, but just me talking shit, really. And I do them whenever I get a minute to do so. And also, link through chrisware.wales, and then you click on like audio blog or something like that. And then you can listen to, you know, basically what would otherwise be like little videos. It's a little bit like, remember when I did that Gemini April cast, where I just did like a, I think it was like something like 15 or so podcasts in a month, but it feels weird calling them podcasts, because podcasts are usually like long and conversational with people and stuff, rather than me just like jammering on. So I called it voice notes for that reason, because it's kind of like somewhere. I'm just gonna turn the gain down on this, actually. Oh god, I forgot which one is down. It's this way, isn't it? There we go. It feels more like what I used to do for like YouTube videos and this kind of stuff, but in audio only. It's just a little bit easier to make, and I don't have to put so much time aside and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, if I've got an idea, I can get it out there before I start like processing it too much in my mind and then not feeling the need to sort of either write it down. Yeah, there's written stuff down on chrisware.wales as well. Again, I'm just like trying to sort of keep everyone in the loop as to what I'm doing, because I'm not on YouTube no more. And I should probably post an update on YouTube to let people know what the situation is. I'm posting mostly, it's like freeboot. I'm sort of treating it as the freebooters channel now, where it's like mirroring stuff from freebooters, sometimes going out at a substantial delay, all that kind of stuff. But to be honest, YouTube just ain't bringing in the views. And maybe I've butchered that channel. Maybe YouTube just wants to promote different stuff. Maybe the search engine optimization world has changed or whatever. You know, does it matter? Not really. Because again, I want to sort of strike out a little bit on my own. And one of the reasons to do that with voice notes is because it's like, you know, I'm paying for hosting now. And I want to, you know, you want to keep the hosting costs down. So as much as I'd like to do videos on the scale that I used to, I will probably be doing more audio stuff and you know, videos as well on PeerTube. This is obviously on Hamish's PeerTube channel, which I'm incredibly grateful. So thank you, Hamish. Shout out to Hamish. And if you do want to check out other, you know, decent content, Hamish curates a pretty good PeerTube instance. So it's video.thepolarbear.co.uk. It's the same instance that this is coming to you from, so, you know, check that out. But yeah, voice notes is going to be like a little bit of a repository of just like audio stuff that I do. So check it out, and it's got RSS feeds. Everything's got RSS feeds. So if you want to like either subscribe to it through your podcast player, like AntennaPod, or RSS reader, that was it, then you can do all that. I am thinking about possibly, because like me and Drew write the content management system for all the podcast stuff we do, and I'm thinking about making it so that it can bring in stuff from other feeds as well. I'm going to try and maybe think about working that out. It's all done through Bash, very simple script. It's available on my Codeberg page. God, I'm really am starting this out by plugging stuff, aren't I? But there's a lot of stuff going on, and actually I should probably link to that on my website too. Also, I know this is a bit of an ADHD start. I forgot if I mentioned the Waitrose own brand decaf stuff. Not bad. Would rate that quite highly on the list of tea brands, which, Drew, I know you're listening to this. We should check out a tier list for all the cups of tea brands in the UK. I reckon we could cover a lot of them. Maybe not all of them, but, you know. I mean, Mr. Red Label. You're not on Red Label? What are you drinking nowadays, actually? Right, now I'm done with the tea, let's get on with the game. So, going to remember to turn the audio back on for it, because I find the audio on this really calming. We'll crack on with that. What am I going to play today? What am I going to play? Is it like a daily, this weekly challenge, daily challenge, weekly challenge, Mexico, Mexico! Time, one day left. Right, let's play this. Same map, same world, random modifiers, competes with top stock global leaderboard. Okay, I'm not going to do it like this. Okay. So, see unlimited tunnels. Nice. Small town charm. No destinations become circles. Okay. Motorways require road tiles. Okay. There we go. Oh, actually, yeah, I should just zip that one down. So, oh, hello. Also, any feedback on this game? You know, if I could play a little better, would totally love to hear that. So, I'm going to pop these two together. Oops. So, yeah, basically with this game, the aim is just to, like, link up all the houses to the other bits. Should I do? I mean, I don't know. I don't think I need to link the two together, right? We'll find out. I'm really enjoying doing a few of the voice notes. It's nice to be able to do them when I've got, like, you know, when I'm walking from place to place or something, and gives me an opportunity to sort of chat a little bit. What I quite like about them is that, like, it records a bit of the atmosphere when I'm out and about. So it's, you know, it's kind of got that vibe of like chatting to you as you know, as if we're like walking down the street or something, which I kind of like that vibe. It's a lot of you know, it's a lot of what I'm intended to be going for with this kind of stuff. But yeah, like, YouTube, like, I've fallen out of love with YouTube now for a good couple of years ago. And I it's not necessarily, like, I know what I'd need to do to get my views back up, but it would be making content that I am a bit bored of making now. So where does that sort of leave you? Like, I've put in years and years of work into YouTube, over a decade of work into the YouTube channel now, and it's unfathomably difficult to, like, turn my back on it really completely. Like, there's a part of me just wants to delete the channel, just wants to get it out of my headspace. 5 million views, 20 whatever thousand subscribers, you know, all that work. Like, I just kind of want to, like, leave it in the past. On a link on my website, by the way, is all the archive videos that I've ever, you know, that I've done, all that kind of stuff. I tend to go roundabouts over traffic lights, by the way. There's a part of me that just wants to just, like, put that behind me, and then start on something new. Like, the thing is, I never really was much of a believer in, like, mirroring content PeerTube to YouTube, because what's the best way of doing this? There we go. Because people tend to default to whatever's, like, easiest, right? And also, as a creator, you end up focusing on one platform more than the other, and it's usually the platform that gets the most traction on. Now, I will counter that a little bit by saying that I always get more comments on PeerTube, I get more interaction, and the interaction that I do get as well is higher quality on PeerTube. People just don't leave YouTube comments anymore. They just don't. I think YouTube has been doing this sort of nudging people really on their platform. YouTube have been going for mobile and TV. That's where they're sort of focusing their growth on, because normal people, you know, have TVs and normal people have phones, and normal people do not watch videos at a computer desk anymore. Well, you know, that's just how it's gone, and that makes sense. You know, YouTube's, you know, and companies these days always want to grow upwards, don't they? So, you know, people, when you're watching, if you've ever watched YouTube on a TV, you'll know that you're not leaving comments. I don't even know if you can leave comments. And with mobile, for the most, it seems that YouTube is pushing the shorts, you know, the TikTok-esque shorts. And I am a little less interested in making short-form content, if I'm completely honest. I have made it in the past. I've somewhat enjoyed it. But the trouble with that is that all of the short form platforms, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, none of which I'm particularly careful, by the way, and none of which I really use. They're all the one thing that all the short form media places have in common is algorithmic content. And a lot of what I do is not suitable for that kind of thing. It tends to be a bit more niche. It tends to be a little bit more unfiltered and, you know, not like in your face, here's things you need to know in the next 30 seconds, stuff like that. It's rambling and silly and, you know, and I think it fits the world of PeerTube and Fediverse a little bit better. Now, I know that Drew's perhaps not thinking that PeerTube is, you know, where video, you know, needs to be going. And, like, it, you know, PeerTube is quite complex for something to self-host, if we're honest. That would be why the communities of PeerTube, you know, big communities, small communities, whatever, would do well to, you know, collect, you know. It's not one of those things where, I don't think you benefit greatly from having your own single-user PeerTube instance, nor do I think you benefit greatly from having a single-user Fediverse instance of anything, really. Like, it's a way of integrating communities, not integrating individuals, really. Oh, here we go. How many tiles have I got? Can I actually do this? Can I literally just go yellow to yellow? As it currently stands, all of the neighbourhoods are just quite segregated. All right, that ain't happening. Can I get a more direct route? Okay, here we go. Motorway plus 10 road tiles, roundabout. I'm going to go motorway, but you need road tiles for motorways, don't you? So, where was I? But the thing is with Pichu, interestingly enough, actually, is that my videos do get, like, noticed there, which I quite like. Yeah, I would say it's not necessarily the views of YouTube, but to be honest, my YouTube channel's dead. I probably get as many views on PeerTube nowadays, to be honest, and more comments and more engagement. So why shouldn't I do PeerTube exclusive content? I don't know if I'd ever be up to running my own PeerTube instance. I'd be happy to like donate to whatever PeerTube instance. Okay. Okay. we've had a breakdown. Okay, forced integration now. Yeah. Oh well, it worked. You know, it worked while it lasted. Basically, with this game, you got to get the red people to and from work, or to and from their destination. Their destination being these things over. You know, these big buildings. I'm assuming it's work, but then maybe it also might be like a shopping center or. Something else. They don't seem to visit other houses very much, so is that so PeerTube seems to work out quite well for me, and I do quite enjoy PeerTube content. I do enjoy when people get in touch, so I'm on each email and Fediverse and comment section of PeerTube video, so you know, let me know what you think about anything that I'm rambling on about today. I'm hoping to, you know, now that sort of like I'm done with like training and, you know, I got my schedule down and all that kind of stuff, I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to sort of like rev the content back up, because I am now only working 4 days a week. Now, they're four long days, but they're 4 days a week. We tend to work 10 to 13 hour days, which is not too bad really, and with breaks, of course, you know, decent breaks and all, but then yeah, that sort of frees us up to do only 4 days, unless I want to work overtime. But to be honest, I probably am not too keen on overtime really. You know, maybe on occasion, but there we go. That's a prime spot for a roundabout. Oh, there's a whole flipping neighbourhood up here, isn't there? Okay. This is getting a bit messy now. So, I'd be interested in your thoughts on like what you know you would do in my situation vis-a-vis the YouTube channel, because yeah, like there is a part of me that wants to just like I do Game of Thronesy content with my friends Jenny, Max, and others, but that's on a different channel. Ours is The Theory, which that you know that'll hang around because that's just you know how we do it, where how it goes, you know, it fits where it you know fits there a little bit as well, but that's also available on podcast website. Again, check out my website for links to that, although I imagine a lot of people that watch this kind of stuff aren't super interested in Game of Thronesy stuff, you know, Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, and House of the Dragon. Now season 3 of that's coming up, so that's kind of cool. Is this what I want to do? Is this what I want? I don't know if this is what I want to do. I don't know if this is what I want to do. So anyway, yeah. What does that lock do? 307. Okay. That needs orange people. Okay. That's gonna screw me. That's gonna screw me. That is. Come on, oranges. Okay. There we go. All right, sorted for now. Is that a spot for a roundabout, by the way? Probably, maybe. Let's just. And that road can go there. There we go. All right. So, yeah. I want to try and do a bit of writing as well, but often, like, when you're driving the buses, you sort of get a chance to, like, process a lot of thoughts, and that kind of, like, deters the writing a little bit, because it means that you sort of process everything through, and you don't sort of feel the need to, like, put it down in writing so much. Can I put that one there? Does that... Maybe that one there. That one there. Excellent. Okay, good. Oops. More road tiles. I haven't even used the motorways I've got. There you go, saved a road tile there. There we go. Excellent. Looking. Okay, right. Oh, motorway can't go over mountains. Well, that doesn't help. Okay. Okay. Well, it seems like it can to a degree, but there we go. All right. Aesthetically, it can. But that would also mean that we would want some sort of bypass here. There we go. It's a bit wiggly, but, you know, that's sort of like, you know, the organic way the cities tend to come about. Okay. All right, now they're really throwing it at me. Okay. All right, so what have I covered? New job, new schedule, and we talked a little bit about the podcast, but of course me and Drew played Divinity co-op, and we've done so sometimes on stream, recorded on video, all that kind of stuff. But the other day we had a sesh where we didn't record it, stream it or nothing, and it was kind of fun, because it's not usually the kind of game where it lends itself to either videos or live streaming, because you're kind of like zoned in on the game. It's not particularly social in that regard, and so we thought, and we were sort of catching up on the game as well. It's been a long time since we played it, and wanted to refamiliarize ourselves, all that kind of stuff, and catch up as well, because I haven't talked to Drew not nearly as much as I wanted to, given the training and everything, because with the training it was much less scheduled. I wouldn't necessarily know what days I'd be in on a week or anything like that. It was all trying, like, you know, you've basically got a checklist of things to do, which involve different people teaching you lots of different things. You know, you got to go to classrooms on this day, training bus on this day. You got to check in with various bosses and stuff on these, you know. So you're sort of working out all the schedule stuff best you can. But now that's no longer the case. I'm, you know, trained up, got me qualifications and everything, and now I'm on the job. So yeah, things are a bit more structured for me. I really kind of like that. So I know this video has been sort of chaotic and all over the place, but hey, isn't that what you joined for? And also, it's going to be on PeerTube. People on YouTube give a shit about that, but like, people on PeerTube, you've probably got me on in the background as you're playing Factorio. I bet you're playing Factorio. That's a very Fediverse game that you guys like to play, isn't it? Or you folks like to play. So, I'm on 7-Eleven. So that's not bad. Doing quite well on the old weekly challenge. I don't know where this is going to put me. Shall I run out of this video until I actually until I actually die or it ends or something like that. For those of you that are wondering, so freebooter stuff, yeah, that's all cracking on. We've shelved the Dagoth Hour, but really, if we want to talk about politics, we'll just throw it into freebooters. Because Dagoth Hour tends to be honest, ended up getting a little bit repetitive, really, you know. What's the problem? Billionaires. What can we do about it? Not much. But some stuff. I'm actually quite optimistic about a lot of things, to be honest. Sometimes it's kind of hard. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only optimistic person in a room. But yeah, no, absolutely. Hang on a minute. That'd be that, and that. We're going to do that, and that, and that. Just make that a little bit more, I don't know, accessible or whatever. Okay, things are getting a bit chaotic now. Okay, that needs a motorway. Straight to the red neighborhood, which is there, 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 and there. Right. Okay, that's the pink neighborhood. Well, I don't have any more motorways left. I only have two road tiles left. Oh yeah, because the motorways require road tiles. I said at the beginning, didn't it? Generally, one of the things I do like about PeerTube and all that kind of stuff is that you get good feedback. So yeah, definitely, like, I want to hear from you folks. It's kind of, you know, it's the reason I make the videos, really. All the content in general is I kind of want it to be like a chat, a conversation, social media and all that. And I've definitely recently become a little bit, oh, that's not good. Become a little bit more I gotta find oh yes, road tiles, yes. Become a little bit more sort of a little bit more like, I guess, anti-social media, particularly like anti-algorithmic social media more than anything else, because of just how it seems to, it can never like be objective, and it can never be directed by the user, as far as I can tell. As far as I'm aware, like maybe there are like, you know, user generated algorithms, more transparent algorithms, maybe. But the other day I browsed YouTube Shorts, and I'll tell you what, man, that is really addictive, and you end up just watching shite. It's just gimmicky and shite. It's really low quality stuff. And it's stuff that you'll watch for like a minute and then it'll just escape your mind. Interestingly enough, actually, with buses and stuff, we get, you know, layovers and bits of time here and there for which we've got to basically wait until we start our next bus route or whatever. And I've recently taken to reading paper newspapers again, and kind of like it. It's kind of nice. There are a lot of instances, of course, in the bus world where, like, just taking out your phone and scrolling your phone isn't really okay, you know? But, like, reading a newspaper is a little bit more like, I don't know, it's a bit simpler, so it's not less distracting or sensational or all that kind of stuff. I just started reading it, and it is a much slower pace because I don't read one every day. It'll be, you know, maybe two or three times a week, and I am certainly not as up to date on the horrors of what's happening in Iran as I might have been in the past. But I feel it's a healthier pace to be at. I think the 24-hour news cycle has really kind of rotted our brains a lot, to be honest, because, news in a lot of cases is entertainment. Like they want to sell, you know, ads. They want your clicks. They want your views. They even want you to buy the paper. So newspaper isn't completely free of that. And slowing down the pace, I think helps you process it a lot better in a lot healthier way. And it's less overwhelming. You know, you're not doom scrolling, and you know, a couple of the papers, you know, they make efforts to put the news in different, you know, it's like you scroll a lot on social media and news media and stuff like that online. Doom, 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 doom. They call it doom scrolling, of course. But with papers, they mix different stuff in. Like I was reading about a recipe, you know, reading a recipe in a newspaper. Eh? What a thing to do in 2026. But you know, I was all right. I read a fucking agony aunt column. It was great, you know. It's fantastic, because it wasn't just so and so's a bad guy. Am I the asshole? Yeah, they're the asshole. Da 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 da. No, you're righteous. Da da da. It was long form. Well, not long, long form, but like, you know, people get their thoughts out. It was nice. I need to get back into wearing a watch actually as well. Obviously, being a bus driver, kind of useful. I need to get this watch adjusted. If in case you're wondering. Nice gift of that I got. So anyway, yeah, and I think that the Fediverse is like social media at a slower pace. Now, don't get me wrong, there are definitely unhealthy ways to do social media on the Fediverse as well. The Fediverse is not totally exempt because, yes, part of the problem is the algorithms, the companies controlling them, the agendas they have, all that kind of stuff. But also, a lot of it is, you know, like it's like I think it's I would say it started with the 24-hour news cycle, which, if I'm not mistaken, was that like the OJ Simpson trial or the car chase or something that started that? So in my mind, it was 9/11 that started that, but that might not have been the case. But it's certainly, you know, 24-hour news cycle, social media and algorithmic social media are kind of the 24-hour news cycle of today. It's just ramped up again and again and again. It's like, and at some point, it's, you know, it's going to do substantial damage, really. I don't know to whom. Like, I don't know if, for example, boomers have come into it too late and they don't know how to handle it. Whereas like Gen Z and Gen Alpha, who were, you know, born into it, as Bain would say, have coping mechanisms. Maybe both are doomed to fail. Maybe the millennials are the only ones where in the Goldilocks zone where we're young enough to adapt, but old enough to know better. You never know. Maybe I'll extend that to Gen X if I'm feeling generous. Who knows? I mean, some people say that's the case with computers. Also, I don't want to throw boomers under the bus. So a lot of boomers pretty good with computers, a lot of them. That might be, you know, older than boomers a little bit, perhaps. But yeah, so, you know, I don't know. It's nice. It's good to take things at a speed that you feel you can manage just in life in general. It's one of the things we're always taught on the bus is never go faster than you're comfortable with, because if you do, people get hurt or worse, you know? So, yeah, good advice to live by, if you ask me, and it's something I've been thinking a lot about. Since I've completed the challenge, one thing I want to leave with you is, you know, always check out my website for all the stuff that I'm doing, because who knows what the fuck I'm going to end up doing with YouTube. I'll still be on PeerTube because I do like making video content. Like, I'm here making a video. So there's obviously something going on here. And forgive the straight hair. I've just had it tied back all day. So thank you very much for watching. I've been Chris Ware, and you've been awesome. Toodaloo.